This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Over the last few weeks, I've been talking about various issues that are essentially on the ballot this November. Another issue is redistricting. Now that the census is coming to an end, it will be the responsibility of state legislatures and state commissions to redraw the boundaries of congressional districts and other legislative districts. The candidates you elect to the state legislature will determine how they draw the lines of those districts. It appears that seven states will lose a congressional seat. That would be Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Other states like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Texas, and Virginia will gain seats. The legislatures in states with more than one congressional seat will adjust those district boundaries to account for the changes in population in the last decade. States that will lose a House seat will have to combine these various district boundaries. States that will gain one or more seats will be able to shuffle populations as they create additional congressional districts. Redistricting can oftentimes determine who controls Congress. This was evident in the 1994 congressional elections due to the redistricting that took place after the 1990 census. Republicans gained more than two dozen seats and would not have won the House without those additional seats. There's also a financial implication to redistricting. A district can be gerrymandered so that it is safe for an incumbent, and it turns out that a congressional race for a non-competitive seat costs less than half of what it would cost for a competitive House race. Moving districts from competitive to non-competitive will actually save political parties millions of dollars. So your vote this November will determine how your state legislature or commission draws those congressional districts. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.